Hello and welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today is edition number 2306, recorded on Thursday, the 9th of January, 2025. I am John Hoyle, and today I'm joined, as usual, by Lynette Edwards. We'll bring part one of today's edition to you, which will include news items, features and letters to the evening news. So we can set off straight away with some news items, and I'll hand over to Lynette to introduce them.
Hello. So what's happening in the city? There's the usual lovely news of the first New Year babies born, and fabulously colourful northern lights are seen on New Year's Day. Also in the news yet again is Hay Hill and the Castle. Let's start, however, with the record-breaking panto at the Theatre Royal. The festive magic was alive once again at Norwich Theatre Royal as it had a record-breaking panto season for the second year running. Aladdin, the 2024-25 Christmas show, was watched by more than 48,000 people. The theatre saw 23 sell-out performances, with audience members spanning 19 different countries, including Australia, the USA, Singapore and, of course, the UK. And 18% of those who came to see the show were visiting Norwich Theatre Royal for the first time. Thousands of tickets were gifted to food bank users, charities helping refugees and asylum seekers, and charities supporting those who would ordinarily be unable to attend the pantomime. The theatre has also raised more than £20,000 in its Christmas appeal so far.
The first babies of 2025 have arrived at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Laura Tamasuskine was the first mother to give birth at the hospital, with her baby girl arriving at 1:55 a.m. on Wednesday, January the 1st. Mrs. Tamasuskine and her husband, Vilmantis, say it's brilliant to have a New Year's Day baby and have named her Katrina. Katrina, who arrived a couple of days later than expected, weighed 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Later that morning, another baby girl arrived at 8:15 a.m. to delighted first-time parents Alex Bailey and Megan Rose, also from Norwich. Arriving a couple of days early and weighing 7 pounds, 5 ounces, she has been named Rose. Throughout the day, three other babies were born at the hospital and one was born at home.
People across Norfolk were treated to an incredible Northern Lights display on New Year's Day. The Aurora Borealis made its first appearance of the year, painting the skies with hues of pink, purple and green. Many chose to dub it Nature's New Year's Firework Display. For people this far south, the lights are usually only visible through a camera lens and in areas with very little artificial light. This makes the coast and very rural areas the best place to spot them. The northern lights are visible when charged particles collide with gases in the Earth's atmosphere around the magnetic poles. They are influenced by geomagnetic storms which originate from activity on the sun. As they collide, light is emitted at various wavelengths, creating colourful displays in the sky.
Plans for a digital billboard in the heart of the city's shopping area have been blasted for turning Norwich into a clone town dystopia. National advertising firm Wildstone Estates Limited wants to install a 40-foot-wide panel at 15 to 17 Haymarket, currently home to Mountain Warehouse, where it would display 6 ads a minute over the busy street. But the proposals have been criticised by councillors and city folk, with one objector saying that historic Norwich is not downtown Tokyo, Times Square or Piccadilly Circus. Matt White, the founder of Adblock Norwich, which fights to remove corporate ads from public spaces, said, "Wildstone claims that this giant ad screen will positively contribute to the character of the local surroundings, but it's quite the contrary, because it is markedly larger than any other advertisement in the area, and we believe that this screen will have a drastically negative impact on the character of the historic Haymarket area dominating and cheapening the street scene. Furthermore, its existence would then be used to justify more screens of a similar size. Norwich has few digitised advertising screens compared to other UK cities of a similar size due to its conservation and heritage rules. A decision on the plans is likely to be reached by mid-February.
The long-awaited revamp of the Norwich Castle Keep will finally be revealed this year. County councillors say the museum's makeover, transforming the 900-year-old keep to show how it would have looked in Norman times, will attract thousands of people to Norwich and Norfolk. The project, called Royal Palace Reborn, started in summer 2020 but has been hit by setbacks, including the COVID pandemic and difficulties obtaining steel because of the war in Ukraine. Its opening has been delayed on a number of occasions with the discovery of hidden Norman and Victorian features, plus the need to replace a leaking roof, holding up the completion of the project. Along with the changes to the keep, the project has seen a new entrance, shop, cafe and toilets. A new medieval gallery featuring items from the British Museum and new routes have been created to get to the keep, while the battlements will be fully accessible.